Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Here we are at the beginning of a waxing moon cycle and at the beginning of Leo season. Yes, I do know that the moon just went into Leo. Despite my error in my last podcast, which was one of those, as soon as you hit send, you realize it, but there's nothing you can do. The typed ones, the essays, the posts, those I could correct or at least annotate, but you can't do that with a podcast. So, Leo season, waxing moon, new moon in the sign of Cancer, very emotional, vulnerable, but now the tone is shifting. Now we have some brightness, some passion, some creative juice that will lend itself to some personal processing, personal exploration, creative exploration that I think has the opportunity, is offering us the invitation, the opportunity to get our feet back under us a little bit again in the midst of these very serious and ongoing challenges. And I don't want to minimize anything that's happening in the world at all, but to say that we can take advantage, flow with, get the juicy parts from the Leo and other transits we're about to move through. So let me begin with the dates and times for the markers, the phases within this waxing phase. The crescent moon in Virgo will arrive tomorrow, Thursday, July 23rd at 11:42 p.m. So nighttime, almost leading into Friday. Within that crescent phase, we experience a sextile between the sun and moon, which is going to be an especially nice one as the moon will be in Libra. That arrives really early on Saturday, July 25th at 2:32 a.m. in my Eastern time zone. The first quarter moon, the pivot point, has the moon obviously in a sign that squares Leo, which is Scorpio. Depth, Monday, July 7th at 8:32 in the morning, Eastern Daylight Time. Within that first quarter phase, we have a trine, a waxing trine, moon to sun. The moon will be in Sagittarius, really bright, fiery, energized trine there. And then we'll reach the gibbous moon, also in Sagittarius, on Thursday, July 30th at 8:02 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The full moon will be in Aquarius on Monday, the 3rd of August, at 11:59 a.m., so right before noon on that Monday. And I'll be saying more about that full moon later. For now, we'll shift gears and go a little bit more into depth on the phases of the waxing cycle we are currently in. Oh, one more thing I meant to say before I shift those gears into the details. My main recording mic quit working tonight for unknown reasons. So I'm on a headset mic. It's hopefully adequate quality. I redid levels and so on so that it matches, but it's not the same sound. It's a little brighter. It's not quite as warm. I hope it will work for you. And if I can't get this sorted out, I guess I'll have to get a new mic. So thanks for bearing with me on this one, and let's get into the detail. Tomorrow night we reach the crescent moon. This is that bright, shining crescent that I don't know about you, but I love to see coming back into the sky after a dark moon time. And often we can see the outline of what will be the full moon to come when we're at the crescent. And you might think that extra shine we can get that fills out the circle shape is a little bit of the sun coming through, but it's actually not. When we have the crescent moon, and yet the outline of the full moon is illuminated, it's actually reflected light from the earth that is faintly illuminating the surface of the moon. I think that's cool. And it's especially cool because, of course, just before we get to the crescent moon, today, in fact, the sun entered Leo, the lion, the heart, courage, passion. Very different energy from Cancer with its emotional vulnerability and tenderness. Now we're ready to get out there and do some things. Except that the crescent moon is a time when we still may be followed by, haunted by, whatever is unresolved. Now, this crescent always is when the moon is semi-square the sun. It's an edgy feeling. And as the moon is also applying to oppose Neptune, there's this awareness of the vastness of the cosmos, which Virgo, that might make a Virgo moon a bit anxious. There's also a trine from the Virgo moon to the Capricorn group, which might help us access resources, but honestly, for this phase, I think it's going to feel again like more of a challenge. So here we are at the crescent moon, ready to do something, and yet in Virgo, this moon may not be sure what to do. But this moon's not going to stop. The theme for this crescent is a way in, and what we're looking for is one or two steps to take that will lead us into the waxing sextile on Saturday at 2:30 in the morning. This waxing sextile I love because it's a sextile from Libra to Leo, both creative, one balanced and calm and peaceful and lyrical, and one passionate and playful and ready to get up on stage and give the monologue. So here we have an energized connection between the two, and we have a great space for doing creative work. The only aspect for both the sun and the moon is to Chiron, the wounded healer, applying to an opposition from the moon and a trine from the sun. So yes, we're totally into creative expression at the sextile moon, and it has a healing vibe. Healing arts, trauma-informed practices. We're looking for something that we can express that will help us understand, exteriorize, move the energy so that we can learn more about our own internal states and processes, which leads us to the first quarter on Monday morning, July 27th, 8:32 in the morning, because now we've got a square moon to sun, and it holds out the possibility of some kind of breakthrough, especially if we've taken the steps, however small, at the crescent, and then engaged in some creative expressive practice with the sextile. Because this moon-sun square, Scorpio to Leo, is actually a T-square because that moon in Scorpio is opposing Uranus. So the sun is squaring both. We've got shadow Scorpio, light Leo, couldn't be any deeper shadow, couldn't be any brighter light, and Uranus in there too. So creatively, we express, it gets the energy moving, we get that insight, we pursue it, and then with Uranus, wow, something new. We have the opportunity at this first quarter to get a new piece of our puzzle. Something that we were not aware of before. And there's still that healing component because the sun is still applying to trine Chiron. Within that square, then, we have the waxing trine, which is a Sagittarius moon, trining a Leo sun. Lots of energy here, a chance for release. We do the work, we get the realization, and now the energy is ready to flow somewhere. Do something. More insights, expression, action, old alignments within the psyche that shift and change. When we get to the gibbous moon on Thursday, July 30th at 8 in the evening, the moon is still in Sagittarius, but now forms a sesquiquadrate, a square and a half back to the sun. This gibbous moon has a complex set of aspects connected to it because there's a T-square of the moon applying to Venus, squaring Neptune because of Venus in Gemini, Neptune in Pisces. So there's a connection with very creative energies there. And the sun is still squaring Uranus. So there's a chance to innovate, a chance to take whatever that realization was that came earlier and put it into some kind of form. And there's also, for me, the possibility with the sun, one luminary aspecting Uranus, and the moon, the other aspecting Neptune, that we could get messages that feel as if they're coming from outside us, as if at this gibbous moon, we have a chance to channel, download, gather some intuitive information. That then can become part of the full moon realization that we reach when we get there on Monday, August 3rd, right before noon. So we're moving through an energized creative space from a Virgo moon to a Sagittarius moon, moving through the different aspects involving Chiron, involving Uranus, involving Neptune, involving Venus. In addition, after the gibbous moon, but before the full, we'll also get a Mars square to Jupiter. So as we reach the end of this waxing cycle, as we approach the full moon, more of those outer planets are going to get involved in communications with the inner planets. But this is a waxing cycle in which, if we follow our creative impulses, if we follow our energy, even if it's hurt, even if it's a trigger, even if it's difficult, if we follow it, if we express it, if we work with it, by the time we get to that full moon in Aquarius, we could be farther along. We could know more about who we are in this world at this time and where we want to go with it. That is what I'm seeing, what I'm sensing as the potential in this particular waxing cycle. And I will look forward to seeing where we all are in just a couple of weeks when we get to that highly principled and visionary full moon in Aquarius. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a creative, passionate, fun, and healing waxing moon cycle. I look forward to traveling with you as we get into, engage with, and express this more direct, action-oriented, creative, passionate energy. As always, thank you for listening.